You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
Next week begins actual exhibition playing of baseball games. To be in Mesa or to be in Jupiter or in Florida where these teams are, that just sounds so good. So baseball is easing back into the picture. But the basketball around here remains pretty bleak, and we'll cover that later on as the morning progresses. But it is Monday, the Monday in advance of Valentine's Day, and you know what's coming up. About 100 commercials for Sherry's Berries. And we hope you'll stay tuned, and we hope you'll buy some. Please, buy some Sherry's Berries. I'll tell you all about it. Well, you know what? I'll do it right now. The website is berries.com, berries.com. And this Valentine's Day, which is Wednesday, you better get a grip on this, boys. It's almost over with. The great gift of Sherry's Berries. They are beautiful. We've had them here for years. Gigantic strawberries as big as a soccer ball, dipped in chocolate and topped with rich chocolatey goodness, chopped nuts, and swizzles of various kinds. The berries arrive in a great box, no gift wrap required, and you better call now and get some before somebody eats them all up. Sherry's has the berries, a decadent gourmet gift, or other gourmet gifts like it are on their website. You can save some money right now. That would be a nice savings of 20% off any gift over the $29 limit with my promo code Drake. Choose the date, which you got no choice now. It's like a tomorrow or Wednesday, so hurry it up. Berries.com, Valentine's Day's in 2 days, berries.com, code Drake. Get that savings and make someone happy in your life for Valentine's Day. It is rapidly approaching. Oh, the news, I don't know. I'm not really paying attention. The Olympics were this weekend, I'm told. They were on in several televisions in my home, and I would glance at it and keep walking. I viewed the opening ceremonies with my wife for about a minute. The part with the drones was exceptional. Very nice, very pretty. And then you learn that because of some kind of a glitch, they had to rerun the practice tape from mid-December.
Right.
That sort of took off some of the, I don't know, it was not spontaneous. Something in the truck happened because it was colder than heck down there.
Yeah.
So they had to run the kind of a trial run from 2 months ago, which I guess does not diminish the impact.
But there should have been some kind of disclaimer or something on there.
This is old, so don't watch it. I don't know. And then they're skating people, and they're skiing, and they're bobsledding, and they're, you know, there were some polls that I saw this weekend, of course, because there are polls every 2 feet about who it is that watches this. Sid just said that I'm probably un-American for not watching it. I am not a patriot. Well, and that's okay, because if you can sit and watch this stuff, you're a better man than I. But mainly older people, 50-plus, and women seem to be drawn to the games, and that's great. I just can't imagine a bunch of guys at a bar with beer and wings watching ice skating, and then, you know, as they go along, offering their own, you know, grades. Oh, that's a 9 right there, man. Oh, man, God, what a spin. She was awesome. But it is something that, and the girls' hockey team won, and that's great. Let's see here. In the standings so far, if you're keeping track at home, and I'm sure you are.
Let me get out my scorecard, see what I win.
Yeah, Norway's on top. They have 8. 1 gold, 4 silver, 3 bronze. Canada is 2nd. Germany is 3rd. The Dutch people, Netherlands, is that where the Dutch are?
Yeah.
Okay, good. They won 5. And the U.S. only has 4. 2 gold, 1 silver, 1 bronze. So we're lacking behind. Let's go, boys and girls. Let's skate faster and ski faster and fly through the air and do all that stuff. So there's much more to come. 2 weeks of it and more discussions and this calm, laid-back approach by Mike Tirico and Katie Couric, which is already incredibly grating And they have analysts there from every sport. And Al Roker is there being the douche that he is. And maybe it's fun for somebody. I don't know who. But if you like it and you're watching it and want to tell me that I'm stupid, that's fine. Mail at drakeinthemorning.com. I just have, I'm not compelled at all to watch this. I never have been. It's kind of like watching some kind of a satire on people in the snow with skis.
It's just satire?
It just looks like some kind of a skit from Saturday Night Live, everything that I see. Because they're all opining about this and that. Everybody has an opinion and talking about this. And
So the coverage is what feels like a satire
yes.
to you, and the commentating.
The coverage just look. It's three people, and they're all experts on something, on bobsledding or what's the one with the brooms?
That's curling.
Oh, the curling. I love that part.
There's a great video I'm trying to find where someone has taken footage of curling and replaced the little stone with cats.
Well, nice.
Now, I'd watch that. But maybe it's just me. But I'll kind of grow into it. Hell, we got 2 weeks. But there are other choices, believe me.
Yeah.
If you're on the old Netflix, and man, it's like heroin. It is so addictive, and that's probably a bad comparison. If you like the English, if you like history, if you like the royal family, and this country has been obsessed by those people for, well, a long time, The Crown is a remarkable show. It is 2 seasons. There are 20 shows. So I watched all of that till last night, and it is just unbelievable. The only strange part, John Lithgow plays Churchill, and he has won every award that there is for his performance, and my God, he is just remarkable. There's in 1962, I guess it was, Jack Kennedy and his wife, Jackie, went to England to meet the Queen and all of that. And there was you know, much to do about it. It's a big ceremony. The American president at that time, who was, you know, so popular, and his wife was just all the talk. And so the cars pull up to the palace, and the USA contingent gets out. And there has been nobody in there that any of us know of as far as acting. They're all British, I'm pretty sure. And you don't know, there's just not anybody in there that's an American actor. And then you get your first look at who is playing JFK. And it's Dexter.
Oh, really?
Michael C. Hall is playing John Kennedy. And it was, what?
He's gone a long way from the funeral home.
This is Dexter, who has, I guess, gone on break from hacking people up. To play John Kennedy. It was very, very surreal. But he wasn't in it that much. But if you like things like that and just the knowledge of what has gone on in that family, God, what a horrible gig it is to be the Queen. My God. The complexities in that, it's just unbelievable. The jobs that she has and the roles that she plays in the family and traditions of the monarchy and all of that stuff. Now I see why this country is, we just love those people and love to watch how they, you know, they just live this incredible life. It's just unbelievable. Servants for everything, that do everything but, you know, wipe their behind. It is just unreal to watch how they lived. This was the 50s and 60s. And maybe things have been modernized a bit since then, but still, it is something else. So if history is your thing, The Crown on Netflix is remarkably done. Great acting, and the scenery and the sets and the staging of this stuff is just fantastic. So that was on in lieu of USA, USA in my part of the house on my TV. Or our TV, one of them. So, And I guess it just rained all weekend. What else? But, you know, there's just not much to do. So people were inside, I guess, with their TVs on. So tonight there's more coverage of the Olympics. And it will go on forever. Other news and various things. Out of the White House, there's always news. It's becoming more background noise all the time, I think, to many people. You know, there are some good days and some bad days for these people, but the quiet chaos seems to continue. The second person has resigned out of the West Wing over domestic abuse allegation. These two guys, the allegations that they were beating up their wives, I suppose. This is a kind of a new twist on harassment. This is abuse of their own partners. David Sorensen has resigned. He was a speech writing guy on the staff after Rob Porter bailed last week. So they're trying to cover all of this up and keep it quiet and not turn it into a gigantic deal. General Kelly, who is the chief of staff, has come under fire for letting all this be out of control. And then Kellyanne Conway, why is she back? She's making statements which I don't understand. I didn't see Sarah Huckabee, but she has her little guy is the part-time spokesman when she's just had enough. So he spoke over the weekend some, and the Sunday morning talk shows were alive with speculation and commentary and the usual nonsense. So that's all kind of going on. And now we begin the discussion of the infrastructure, how to find the money for that, and to move monies around. And there are some for it and some against it. And many folks are still peeved at this budget last week that was approved. We are spending out of control and nobody has any intention or they just don't care and can't stop it. So the budget plan includes more cuts to the environment at the EPA, the border wall, and all the things that go with the border wall and immigration. I don't know what any of this means, but it's just one more week in the lives of the White House and the government of this country, and it's very hard to keep up with who's doing what to whom. Mr. Trump continues to tweet, and I guess that some people pay attention to it and some do not. I thought that on the heels of these two folks that left his staff, and this was not about assault or harassment or doing anything tacky like that. This movement has been underway, I guess, officially going back to Bill Cosby. And that's been, what, 2 years?
Something like that, but it really picked up steam late last year.
Oh, God. Harvey Weinstein, that was the kicker. That's where this thing went into an incredible new place. There was Weinstein, and then there was Kevin Spacey. And then this went on and on to other actors, and to Charlie Rose, and to Matt Lauer, and some people that were high profile and some that were not. And it continues every day in every part of life. There have been professors and medical people and people, you know, in the theater and the recording industry. There's not one part of life that hasn't been in some way touched just by the allegations of women who have been abused. And they've come forward in some cases, you know, 30 years after the fact, and some, it just goes back decades in some cases. In some cases, you don't know. But the one part of this that is interesting that kind of hit me on Friday when the allegations came out about a guy that we all know around here, Josh Pastner. And the allegations, it seems, are absurd. That story kind of died on the vine before it ever became news of any kind anywhere. And this does make you wonder one thing. And Mr. Trump put it in a tweet yesterday. And I don't know what his concept behind this was, but I think he does make an interesting point here. People's lives are being shattered and destroyed by a mere allegation. Some are true and some are false, and some are old and some are new. There is no recovery for anybody who is falsely, in this process. Life and career are gone. Is there no such thing any longer as due process? I think he raises a fair question.
Right, and it's one that we raised on the show not long after all of this started rolling. The idea that there may be some women and perhaps some men who will make false accusations just to get a payout of some kind or to get some kind of vengeance.
Well, you know, when you go back to it, Charlie Rose was accused one day and he was gone from CBS the next, never to be heard from again. The same thing with Matt Lauer. The same thing with, well, it goes on and on and on. But they had no chance or chose to not even defend themselves. And that to me is, there's a question mark. Why did you choose to walk away and not fight this? Or does your employer not want the allegations on them anywhere? The fear of lawsuits or something. Not that they aren't true, perhaps, but nobody gets a chance to say, no, this is not true. They're all just dismissed and they're gone. And they are presumed to be guilty and are given no chance to retort at all. And that's the part to me that seems odd. Josh Pastner, I think, is the last person on earth anybody would ever, ever imagine doing what this woman suggested that he did. She was out for revenge. He had sued them in the first place. And so she comes back with this idiotic allegation that Josh Pastner, who we all know is, I don't believe he is incapable of doing the things that she, you know, said that she, that I mean, it just seems absurd, an act of, you know, vengeance. And how many of these are like that? And how many are not? Well, so it's a good point to discuss, I think, but it keeps happening day after day after day.
And there have been people who have defended themselves and said, no, this is not true. Sometimes it's been kind of ridiculous in the case of Roy Moore. But those that have just walked away, say the Charlie Rose case, I took that as he saw this starting and realized there was no stopping it. And he realized he knew that he had done these things and that there was no way to come out of it and mount a defense without looking even worse. And so he stepped away. Same thing with Matt Lauer.
Yeah, it's an immediate admission of guilt.
Right.
You just bail. You say, yep, I'm guilty. I did it. Bye.
And it wraps it up quickly and you get out of the public eye, and that's,
yeah,
it's better than a protracted,
with no chance to return, though, as is what this message from the president had to say. He's one to talk with 21 different people saying that he did something to them that was sketchy, and the whole porn star thing and all that stuff. But it does raise a good point. People's lives have been destroyed over this, and nobody had any chance to retort or to. But this never ends up in court. They just walk away. And the payoff, I suppose, is that all the years that somebody has held this in, they have a chance to release it and feel better about themselves. And it's all, hashtag me too. And it is a valid thing. It's an important thing and should not at all be diminished. But there have to be some cases here, like with, Coach Pastner, where this is just, this has to be absurd. It is absurd.
Right, but he is.
Unless we all were really, really bamboozled by this dude, this is just one case of somebody pissed off that is lashing out at him, and this is absurd. How many other cases are there like that? I don't know.
But in the case of Josh, he's come out and made a public statement denying it. Says, no, this isn't the facts.
It doesn't seem like that there have been that many of those people that did that, though.
Right.
The denials were in short supply. They just kind of hung their head and walked off into the woods someplace, and they're gone.
Which suggests to me that they were guilty of all of this. Yeah. They knew it and knew they couldn't come out of this in any way looking good.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing, and it continues to go on, as it should. But when it gets to the point to where it is done for revenge and is a groundless accusation, and you ruin someone's life, that's not okay either.
Right.
But it's hard to discern, and God forbid that we, point fingers and say, no, you're lying. Well, no one's done that, or at least not enough to make it into an issue. But it is an interesting thing, and it continues to be in the news almost every day. And somebody else, and now we've all become a little bit numb to it, because there's somebody new every day from, giant corporation or some star somebody new. But it is kind of weird. But it goes on, and maybe it will all now come to some kind of a head. I don't know if it will or not. Other stories, Amazon, who is among the corporations destined or trying to take over the world and own it. Amazon is now going to challenge UPS and FedEx. May or may not be a good decision. They're going to announce, or they did, this came out on Friday, shipping with Amazon would pick up packages at your business and ship them to consumers. Seems like FedEx has that covered and has a 40-year head start.
I love that quote.
As they have already pointed out. FedEx does not seem to be too concerned about this. Anybody who does that and has used FedEx forever will not stop using that company unless the prices are such a, I just can't imagine that FedEx and UPS are concerned about this. Although Amazon is really, really out there getting involved in so many things. But this service, we'll see. Hard to top FedEx, hard to challenge them in this business, but Amazon intends to attempt that. And they may find, this case, that they just cannot accomplish what they wish, which is to bypass these two companies. Amazon's getting kind of greedy, aren't they?
Well,
they want everything.
They are ambitious, that is for sure. But yeah, they'll try it, and if it doesn't work, they'll back off.
They got enough money. Jeff Bezos is so rich, man. Just go away someplace and take Apple with you, will you? The airports and their new B Concourse, they've pushed it back a few weeks. I don't know why that spring break would impact this. This story here mentions that spring break will put a one-month hold on the airport's plans to close their main concourse during the overhaul. Maybe for travel, I suppose. Yeah, that's the idea.
If there's going to be a spike in air travel, they don't want to make it harder because of the construction.
And spring break here is what you said, March 13th?
Weekend March 12th.
So that's coming right up. Spring break is a month away. And so the airport is going to be put back a little bit because of that. On the note of the travel, this morning in Chicago, Midway Airport had some problems overnight. They ran out of de-icer. That's how bad the storms were up there. 9 days of snow in a row in Chicago. And I don't know how many flights were just messed up. And this morning, they have issues going on because of the snow and the ice in Chicago. So be aware of that if you are a traveling this morning. And here is one sign, a big sign, after all the discussions, the outpouring of emotion about the opioid epidemic that continues. And We keep saying, well, you know, what can you do? You know, what are the results? What can happen? Who can help? The makers of OxyContin, Purdue Pharma is the outfit. They will halt beginning today to promote these painkillers to healthcare professionals. This decision, which is drawing great reviews from experts in the business and politicians, I'm sure, it comes as they keep battling this avalanche of lawsuits that are all part of the opioid epidemic across America. Purdue has been accused of downplaying Oxy and the risk of addiction, and the government claims that the results have been tragic. Well, no kidding. So this company has put a plan in place to back off. Excuse me.
Yeah, you're going to be okay.
Golly, yeah, it's just that, you know, throat stuff that hangs on. So Purdue Pharma will likely get some applause from the sidelines, but are they really going to do this? And why do you have to promote Oxy to healthcare? I mean, it's there. They know it's there.
Right.
And they likely are not still giving out samples to doctors. That's not happening. But this must be on a much you know, bigger scale. So that is one thing that has happened to kind of ward off the never ending you know, stories about this issue in this country. So that's going on. There are other things to get to. Bill Haslam has done some things as his days as the governor of Tennessee come to a close, and the Nashville politicians are having meetings and drawing up new laws and doing he has some suggestions. They're trying to create some new laws about various things. Some make sense, some don't. If we have time, we'll get to them, but then again, maybe not. I'm not sure that anybody's too concerned about that. But beyond that, it's the Olympics. It's Valentine's Day. It's cold this morning. It's going to rain a lot this week. So attitudes and the flu continues. I have met more people who have been so sick with this stuff in the hospital and out, and it comes back on you, and it is a bitch. And every state in America has still got some really, you know, big issues with this stuff. So hope you're healthy. If not, good luck. We're all trying, but it is a real challenge. Take care of yourself. Have a good week. We will have our usual array of guests this week, Kyle Veazey and David Waters and Shay Flynn, discussing issues of local interest to you. We are gearing up for the elections. Early voting begins in April for the county races. We plan to have on some folks that are running for the office of mayor and other things as well. There are probably too many on the list of the county commission folks who want to be, you know, that's just a long, long list. And you have on one, you got to have them all on. And I don't think we can put up with that. We will see how to organize this as best we can and at least have on the candidates running for the office of the mayor. Bob Corker, by the way, I meant to bring this up. Mr. Corker was going to step down. He was done in D.C. He is having some second thoughts about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought, well, that's kind of weird. So Bob Corker may discuss with the president and his colleagues that he might keep the gig. I assume he has to run for it again.
Right.
So will everybody who is on that list to get his seat, you know, stay in the race, or will they just bail? I'm not sure. But Corker seemed to be up in the air on what his plans were going forward. So we'll find out. Harry's, as you shave this morning, you ought to have one of these razors. I've got one, and it's the hot thing in the world of shaving. It is kind of changing how everyone shaves and how they buy their razors. A private company owned by two dudes that were tired of buying these bad razors, and so they made their own, and it has taken the shaving world by storm. It is a nice new concept, and the set can be yours with Harry's. The trial set comes with The handle, it fits in your hand very smoothly. It's ergonomic, you see, and there are five blades on top, all laid in a row, and they cut your face. Well, they don't cut it at all. That's the point. It is very, very smooth. A blade to trim your sideburns and your eyebrows and stuff on top. The shave gel, the travel blade cover, and they know you'll like it, and they're going to give you this free offer right now. You can get it on the website, harrys.com, harrys.com. And as an offer for those of you who hear this program, they're going to throw in the aftershave balm also for free. All of this, you pay shipping. It's at harrys.com right now. The code is Drake, D-R-A-K-E, and it'll come to your house and you'll enjoy it and will likely never change back to whatever you had before. Harrys.com, it's good. It shaves you very smoothly, and you'll like it very much. Enjoy. Harrys.com, the code is Drake. John Prine into our break. He has not ever, I don't believe, written a bad song. Here's one into our break.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.